All right, now we're really happy to be talking with Masconomet football coach Gavin Monagle. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO.
Hey, thanks a lot, Rick. Appreciate it.
Coach, it's been a wild season in the NEC, on the North Shore overall, and you guys have bounced back from some real adversity, picking up a couple of important wins here. You got the playoffs coming up here down the line here. So tell me a little bit about the last couple of weeks and how you guys rebounded from Marblehead.
My kids just kept working on things. You know, we understood, you know, Marblehead's a great team. I thought we played pretty well at times in that Marblehead game. I think, you know, made some progress. We just weren't consistent enough in that game. They're a super program, super team. And, you know, whenever we made a mistake, we paid for it. But I thought we did learn a lot of things. We came back, bounced back with Salem. It really was a neat win there that we needed desperately, I thought. Mm-hmm. You know, two and three is tough. And, opportunity was there to get 3-3, and you know, you got to get, you know, it was a big one.
I don't want you to discount the Salem game because they were flying high. I think they were 5-0, and you had to you went down to Salem, didn't you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me about that game.
I think our kids were just determined, to tell you the truth. You know, losing the Marblehead, I think, kind of set the tone for that a little bit. We were determined. We knew they were 5-0, flying around the place. You know, it was a huge game for them. I think they've been at 6-0. I think we looked it up. It was like 30 years, maybe, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. And we knew it was a huge game for them in their place, and it was exciting over there. The weather was kind of tough, though, so we knew that going into it. We made the best of that. You know, we didn't throw a lot, but we made the best of our passes, and we ran the ball well. The defense did super. You know, they did super. They got a shutout and scored a touchdown, which was big. That was big. We got touchdowns just before half, with 2 minutes to go, say, and we held them down there, and we picked one off just before the half, too. So that was good. Two touchdowns in the last 2 minutes of the half. So that was big.
If you give
we
us...
opened it up with a nice kickoff return. Mm-hmm. Well, Shannon, opening kickoff, he returned it. So that was big. Our kids were focused, and that was important.
Yeah, good win. And just a huge game coming up. I want to get to that in a minute. But first, excuse me, Gavin. Excuse me. If you could give a little report card maybe on yourself and your coaches in terms of what you're most pleased with for trying to get the team to improve. Where is the team now and some of the things you've been working on that you feel good about? Okay, the kids are there.
I think the kids are playing more confidently now than the beginning of the year. We had some experienced skill guys, and they've done a great job for us. I think our line guys didn't have as much experience. And in football, you know, experience matters. You know, you get thrown out there and you got to produce. And I'm happy with the way the kids have developed, the line in particular, both sides of the ball have developed. They just keep improving. They get better every day, keep working fundamentals every day. They really work together well as a team. I really do appreciate that. The kids have stuck through it as a team. That matters a lot to us, I think. And, you know, a little adversity in the beginning of the year, you go 0-2, you know, season could go a couple ways at that point, you know. And I think to the kids' credit, they really, you know, just kind of stuck together, mm-hmm. you know, got a nice couple wins there. And, you know, we're at 3-3 right now. It's a decent place to be. You know, with our schedule, I thought we lost to a couple good teams. And but I'm really happy with the way the kids just kept persevering. I really appreciate that with the kids.
Yeah, you have the usual kids who you expect to do well, and they get the ink every week. Are there any kids who have either in the line or some other place who have really improved and said, this is good, I'd like to mention this kid?
Yeah, I mean, a kid like Will Mitchell for us, he's a linebacker for us. He does a great job. He's just undervalued, I think. Oh, we take him for granted sometimes. He has things set up out there a lot. He does a super job with the defense. You know, Danny Bander on the offensive line, just out of the gate, he's a kid, a senior, who's done a good job. And Jacob Miller, another lineman, I think, who've really have done a nice job mm-hmm. through everything. You know, just hanging in there every game they've been there, every practice. You know, they're the types of kids, just kids, you know, a couple guys you can hang your hat on. We have a few guys like that, but I think those guys do stick out a little bit there. And, They're good leaders. Hopefully.
Yeah, I know it's hard to pick kids out, and we're always trying to look to get as many kids' names on here as we can, obviously. And I know
I appreciate that.
I know how difficult it is as a coach to single out this guy or that guy because you got 55 kids there that you're working with.
There are.
I get that.
We're blessed with a lot of great kids, so it's tough to pick one or two out, but those
of
guys,
course,
Well,
you got. Yeah. This is the playoffs before the playoffs because you and Danvers, you're both fighting for that that postseason stuff, and you both it's been a tough league, some really tough games for both of you, and I know that we've covered Danvers a few times, and of course their number six there, Gazanowski is Mr. Everything. They got a kid on tight end and defense, number 87, Eris, who's just a beast. What are you guys looking at in terms of Danvers coming into Tomasco on Friday night?
Yeah, those two are super, super high school football players. And, I can't say enough. They just pop off the videos. They really do. Just dominant players. So, you got to pay attention to them on both sides of the ball, But we also have to do our thing,
Mm-hmm.
We try to do our thing and be the best we can be offensively, defensively. We recognize what they do well. Like they do, everyone does the same thing that way. But, those are a couple of guys you gotta pay attention to. Or things can go sour real quick, So
yeah.
Can't be silly about it. We have to do our own things well, but we got to pay attention to those guys.
Finally,
yeah,
Gavin.
Their lines, I think, are stick out significantly, as solid football players, and we got ready to battle, there's no getting around it.
Gonna be fun. 6:30.
They run the ball downhill and they run it great, and
mm-hmm.
There's no hiding there, so we're getting prepared for that kind of a battle.
I forget the kid's name who's a kicker too, but they got a kicker who can put the ball 30-40 yards.
Kicker, my God. Whoever he wants, it's unbelievable. He's the precision. You see him multiple times, like he put the same spot again mm-hmm. and again,
All right, Coach, I
want
to ask you, this is the final thing. We've been talking this week with coaches about, I don't want to call it the extracurricular activities, but some of the responsibilities of coaches that you take on that maybe you don't have to take on, and that's mentoring kids and being, helping them get through life, as it were. And I wonder, at Masco, at other schools, there are little programs that the kids do. They have these team meetings or these team building things, or they go out into the community. And I know Masco's like that. It's a very tight-knit community. And maybe just your thoughts on what it's been like in the last several years for you to coach these kids from that viewpoint. I mean, you do the X's and O's, you do the drills, you do the skills, but you also talk to these kids before, after practice, walking to the field, walking off the field.
Yeah, we're really, super lucky to have the kids we have. I mean, it's just genuinely nice, caring kids. They do a lot of work around the building, in the school. After practice, they're just caring kids. They always have a nice word to say. They come up to you, they thank you after every practice. God bless them. they're just really good. We had a walk for hospice there a week or so ago up in
mm-hmm.
person. The kids, they show up. Whenever we ask them, Veterans Day, they show up. But the kids, they genuinely like going out in the community and doing things like that. Whenever there's something out there, the kids are always willing to show up, and they get it. They do get it. We're a funny place. We have three different towns, which is a little different,
mm-hmm.
than a lot of places. So they're all, I think they've come together pretty, really good as one team, one focus, a Masco team. But we do go out to, we do respect all the three different communities. I think a lot of kids take a lot of pride in where they're from, and all the kids that do appreciate everyone else and respects everyone else's town, they have pasta parties every week. they're all in different communities. The three different towns, and I think that's a pretty neat thing they do all the time with each other as a team building type of thing. And everyone goes, everyone makes sure everyone gets away. Now we're pretty spread out physically. We got from southwest part of Middleton's up in top Boxford and
mm-hmm.
over to Topsfield, it's over by Ipswich. We're pretty far all over the place. But the kids do make a point to get everyone there, and it's good. It's one of our, you know, nicest things that the boosters and the kids do together. So that's pretty cool.
Love hearing that. It's great to have the spaghetti dinners back again, isn't it?
yeah, you're right. We missed those for a couple years.
Hey, Coach, this is going to be a great one this week. I don't know if we'll get up there, but I'm looking forward to seeing how you guys do, and it's going to be a terrific game. And
it's always a great football game with those guys.
Absolutely.
Football, so it'd be cool.
All right, so good luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Gavin. Take care.
All right,
bye-bye. That's Gavin Monagle, who is the Masconomen High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.